Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, his return is so soon, so sudden, and without warning. The moment that he returns, people will be going about their average day, doing the plans that they've already set. And the Lord will return. And eternity will begin on whichever either side they've chosen. And now we're going to see these things unfold. We're going to see the handiwork of God. We're going to see the mighty move of God. And I thank God for it. But until he returns, I want to see people fall. I mean, people follow him. Not fall, but follow him. And come to him and know him. Now remember, Adam bit off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So people can judge truth. They can tell what's right and they can tell what's wrong. They can tell what's good and what's bad. They can do that. So when people are presented with the gospel of Christ, they know that they are born to sin. They know that they're going to die. They know something's wrong. It's not hard to figure out that something's wrong with creation on earth. Things that are living, they die. We have a reference for it. You know, we have a reference. Death is all around us. You know, a family pet lives about 15 years. A dog lives about 15 years. So does a cat, more or less. So children get fond of animals and then they die. Not to mention bugs. Bugs don't live long. They live for a while and they die. You find them dead. You try to kill them. And then eventually somebody you know will die. They have a lifespan. And people prepare their children to know that one day even your parents will die. One day you will die. People have a reference of the trouble that we're already in. And when somebody's told that Jesus came and died for us, it's a love story. And when people don't want God to be their master, their king, and they don't want to be subject to him, they don't want salvation either. They'll rather be their own king and chart their own course. But see, when you belong to God, when you are saved and he's your king and you've surrendered, your life is surrendered to his, you can still, you're free to do the things that's true. You just can't do what's bad. You can't do evil. You can't hurt others. You have to, and we live by the love of God. The love of God is the most fascinating concept I ever seen. I love God's love. And I'm glad that he loves me. I'm glad he exists. I'm glad that he's God and not me. I'm glad that he's my God and I'm not my God. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to be him because I'm not smart enough. But the good news to me is that Jesus came as my Savior and my Lord. So when I don't know my best choice, I can look to him and he knows my best choice. I don't have any pressure because all I got to do is believe God and also trust God and act on it, which is faith. That takes all the pressure off my life. I can follow the peace and live better. But the enemy suggests that, well, if you become a Christian, you're gonna be bored. You ain't gonna be able to do the things that you want to do. And most of the things I wanted to do was wrong anyway. And I understood salvation. I understood that he came to die for me. I grew up in church. But I had to get to a point that I wanted to know that I could follow God and not go backwards. I was afraid of falling back just before I got saved. I didn't know whether I could do it or not, but I found I didn't know that I couldn't do it anyway. I was without hope. But in Him I can. Paul said, through Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So Satan was a liar, because as I follow God, as I follow His ways and do His word, I become free. The word of God brings you to a point that you can master your own life. You're in control, and you have to choose again and again to do things God's way. The life of Christ brought us to a point where we get to choose life. We have the ability to act on what's right and not what's wrong. It's not a control like people try to teach. God don't make you do right. He give you the ability to do right. He give you a new heart. And now you can master sin. You can drive it out of your life. And you can fulfill the law by walking in the love of God. See, the word of God fills our heart with the knowledge of love. The word of God is the knowledge of love. So when we receive His word, we have the strength to act on the love of God. And that is fascinating to me. That gave me hope. I know now that I don't have to figure out how I'm going to live right. It's my nature now. It's my nature to live right. And I want to live right. It's not an issue anymore. And all the things that was a stronghold, or the things that was hard for me to deal with. But I had difficulties, I didn't have to sin. See, the Lord blessed me with knowledge when I first got saved. A guy told me that, now that you're a Christian, you don't have to sin no more. He went to a church that taught well. And some churches don't teach people this. But every child of God, every Christian, everybody who believed on Jesus from the heart, they have a brand new heart, and their sin is not their master anymore. See, sin was my master at one point. It mastered me, but the word of God, the blood of Jesus, washed that sin away. I don't have that sin to be my master anymore. And I got a brand new heart. And I don't have to choose to sin. And when I'm tempted, I can rise above it. I can drive it out. I can drive out the enticement. And I didn't know all these things at one point. And I was tempted, and I found myself tempted. I prayed and I said, Lord, I want to know I don't know how to deal with this. I was designed to deal with it, but I didn't know that either. I knew that I didn't sin. I actually didn't do the things that I was tempted with. I didn't act on it. I didn't yield. But I didn't want it on my mind. And it was on my mind. And I would go and pray in it, and I would get relief from it. But I wanted to know, how do I kill this? Now, I've talked about this in other broadcasts. So I'm going to move on from that. And He taught me to love. When He taught me to love, that's when I had the power. I had the strength to continue to choose God's choices. And I wanted my desire for God to mount up, and my desire for sin to be out of my life, to diminish out of my life. When I thought about what I wanted, I prayed for it. I said, I want all this gone. Everything that's not like Jesus, I want it I want to know that it's gone. I want to hate it. And I said, I want to hate every form of sin, everything that's like sin, everything that's not of God. I want it out of my life. And I want my heart to be pure and mount up. I still do. And if you can pray something, the Lord can show you how you can do it. And you can have what you say. And I love God. I thank God for all his wisdom. And with that in mind, I want to jump over to something else. Mindsets. I've seen godly people. It's not a sin problem. I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm talking about a mindset. There are things that hold people back because they didn't renew their mind in certain areas. Now, when it comes to sin, Jesus broke that. He broke the sin nature. He gave you a new heart, new spirit. You don't have to sin anymore. We got past that. But now the mindset. A habit system has a mindset. And sometimes people don't know to change it. The word tells us to renew our mind. We can master how we think. But first you have to receive more light. It's impossible to change your mind without more light. And you won't know what the light will do for you unless you receive it and act on it. When you act on the Word of God, you learn things about the Word of God. When you learn the Word of God, or hear of it, or learn of it, it suggests that there's a better life ahead. But until you act on it, you won't know it. You won't know the power of what the Word of God can do for you in your life as you act on it. Once you act on the Word of God, once you act on it, then you'll see why God said the things he did and how things work mechanically. You know, there's a very good reason for all that God says to do. Everything that he says do, that's your best choice. When the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom, when he show you, sometimes he'll give me a word of knowledge for people. He'll show me what's going on. And then he'll give me a message to go with it, or an action to do to help them, to help the people that I know. Sometimes my friends, sometimes strangers. And I see just enough, I see enough of what's going on for me to understand. And then he'll give me words to say, which is a word of wisdom. The Holy Spirit will be to us, you know, a word of knowledge, a spirit of knowledge, a spirit of wisdom, counsel, might, fear of the Lord, and the Lord himself. The Holy Spirit he'll be their seven manifestations, and everything he say is true. So when he give me a word of wisdom, I know for a fact that when I act on it, it's going to work. Now, until I act on it, I'm unclear on how it will work. But once I act on either the written word or the spoken word of the Holy Spirit, I know it's going to work. Either one is God. And when once I act on it, then I know what to do. And it works. It always exceeds my expectation. It always exceeds my expectation. And that's why I say we can do more than we know we can do. We can do a lot more than we know we can do. Every time we act on the word, and our expectations are exceeded, then we change our mind. Our opinion has more to go on. See, opinions come from the past, how we once thought and how others think. Sometimes you have to rise above how people think and do what God knows. And sometimes what God knows, well, every time, whatever God knows will serve you better than what man knows. So when God gives you knowledge and wisdom, it will be odd to others. And they don't expect people to understand right off the bat. Sometimes you just like it's a challenge for you to make the jump and do something new to you, it's a challenge for other people to believe that God told you to do it that way. This is why you can't go around telling people what God told you to do. Now, you have to judge it and then act on it, and it works. And sometimes, most of the time, you have to do it privately. Even when God gives you a confirmation through others, you can't tell them either. See, a lot of moves of God are stalled because of mindsets. Not the sin, but the weights, the mindsets, the lack of knowledge. Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that can so easily beset us. Now, we understand sin will beset you because God can't operate with it. But the weights, the heavy mindsets, the loads of others, people have, there are things in that people in our culture that have never been dealt with, and man don't know to deal with it. So it's not sin. There are limitations that's not sin because people don't know. Once you know that you've done wrong, now it's sin. Sometimes people are living in states of deception, and that's the normal. Track with me. When you follow God, He's going to guide you into all truth. And many times He will show you things that's true that you never had a clue about. And it's going to make your life so much better. He will lead you beside still waters. He'll show you secrets that people have forgotten. And you can trace all the mindsets and sins back to a point in history. There's a day, one day somebody did it wrong and it got into the culture. Or they believe limitations. They believe that they couldn't be healed, or they believe something. And if you study the book of Judges, they started out they covenanted with Joshua that they would obey God, and they meant it. And they began to drive out the Canaanites. But eventually, they got tired of driving out the Canaanites. And so a generation died that didn't finish driving out the Canaanites, and then that generation were more weary than their previous generation. So that gave the Canaanites time to multiply, and they should have driven them out until they'd driven them all out. They probably could have driven them all out in about maybe a year, maybe 5 years. I don't know. If they stayed on the mission, they would have driven them out. And then divided their land. But once they got comfortable, they stopped. And as you go on through the Judges, they got softer and softer in their fortitude to drive out the Canaanites. And they started compromising and doing precisely what Joshua and what God told them not to do. And then they wanted a king to be like the other nations. Now I'm going to have to stop there. This is the power of wrong mindsets. And to them, this was the thing you do because that's what their parents did. And they ended up being going into captivity over their idolatry. But if you do what God said do in the first place, there are so many miseries you miss out on. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord, because I'm out of time.